Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Krak & Smark stehen seit Jahren für einen unverwechselbaren Mix aus Funk, Disco und elektronischer Musik. Das niederländische Trio verbindet Live-Elemente mit modernen Club-Sounds und hat sich mit energiegeladenen Produktionen und mitreißenden Performances international einen Namen gemacht. Beim heurigen Butterfly Dance Festival in Eisenstadt habe ich Mark Kneppers von Krak & Smark und die Stammsängerin Berenice van Leer zum Interview getroffen. Mark and Berenice, hello.
Yes, hello there.
Hi, hello.
I just found out that it's a long time ago since we met last. 2009, you visited us in our studio. What took so long?
Don't ask me. I don't know. Because people asked us to come, and if they don't ask, we play somewhere else. I think that's a bit of the case.
Yeah, we better should have taken care of that. You are playing at the Butterfly Dance Festival, and my question is, do you like festivals where you can experience a lot of different music styles or vibes?
Yeah, for me personally, yes, I love it. For Krak & Smark also, I think, because you have a lot of diverse audience, and you can it's a lot of choice, but a lot of like-minded people that love everything. I mean, music is so diverse, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. I like it too. Especially for an artist, because you reach new people. That's what I like.
Berenice, you also come from a musical background, so music has always been part of your life, right?
I don't know better. My dad was there in the night composing, and I wake up and he's making music. So I was always surrounded with it.
But is there anything better than that?
No, for me, no. I think it's the most beautiful job in the world. Make people happy, I connect with people, and I'm so happy to work with Krak & Smark already for 14, 15 years. So yeah, it's amazing. Amazing guys, amazing music.
What I really love, you always play kind of different styles. Were you ever focused on being limited to just one style?
Not specifically, but we, all the three of us, we are music lovers in a very wide range, but also especially Wim and I are DJs, so that's the electronic side, but also Oscar has his roots over there. So it's always a part of our music. So I always say all the three of us, we like groove. I think that's always in our music.
A lot of producers become DJs. Was it different for you because you already had a background as a DJ?
I guess, yeah. I started playing as a DJ when I was 16, and that was in the new wave punk period. So from there, I discovered house and Kraftwerk and that kind of stuff. After that came the acid jazz and funk, James Brown, all that kind of stuff. And that's how I started playing more, because in the beginning, I only played records. But when the house came, we started mixing and all that stuff, and then the whole DJ scene blew up till now. It's crazy huge.
What has changed since the album Boogie Angst? You decided to move towards a more real song structure, right?
Yeah, you're correct. I think that's Oscar. Because he's the musician of the three of us, and he wants to make songs, and he wants to be known as a proper musician. So that's what comes up more and more. And the last years, I was a bit on the side more, because I was always DJing, and I was less working in the studio together with Oscar. And that's, I think, more or less the reason that the last albums became more pop kind of song structure kind of stuff. The thing is, we had some discussions lately, and I'm trying to come back in the process of making music, so I hope there will be more danceable stuff in the future.
Berenice, So what do you like most about these special live performances? So the Krack and Smack sound system, you are the one in the spotlight while there is a guy pushing buttons in the back.
Yeah, I'm here to connect with the audience, and Mark is giving me what I need to perform on, so it's really a vice versa working process, and I need to be also inspired by Mark, but also with the audience. We start in a very early hour now, so I'm hopefully we can get some people to a little bit of boogie in their butt, and I love to connect with the people, so we just make a nice hour of it and see.
Vielen Dank, Marc Kneppers von Krack & Smack und Sängerin Berenice van Leer. Das Interview habe ich backstage beim heurigen Butterfly Dance Festival aufgezeichnet. Ihr könnt im Hintergrund auch immer wieder das Geschirr klappern hören. Dafür entschuldige ich mich an dieser Stelle. Das Interview gibt es natürlich zum Nachhören auf superfly.fm und allen gängigen Podcast-Plattformen.